Hey friend, this episode is about recording audio at a conference. And while I recorded some audio interviews with some of my friends at Shawmut's Conference 2016, I did not have time before recording this episode to chop them up and add them to my soundboard app and play them in the episode. So if you want to listen to those, I will include them on the show notes page over at thepodcastdude.com/70. So you can go and take a listen to those if you'd like to hear what my Shure MV88 sounds like in a noisy and crowded environment. It wasn't that bad. It turned out pretty good. So anyways, just wanted to let you know that thepodcastdude.com/70 to listen to some of those interviews that I talked about in this episode. And yeah, that's it. Let's get into the show. All right, welcome to episode 70 of The Podcast Dude. My name is Aaron Dowd, and this week I'm talking about recording audio at a conference. So I just got back from the Shawmut's Conference in Austin, Texas. Shawmut's Conference 2016. This is a conference that my company, the company I'm a part of, Shawmut, which is SEANWES.com, if you want to check it out. Good stuff there. We put on a conference in Austin, Texas for 3 days. Wednesday was when I arrived. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it was just an amazing time. Lots of speakers. A lot of our community members went. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And we just hung out and listened to people give great talks and got coffee and food. And it was just an incredible experience. But this week, I wanted to talk about recording audio there because I knew in advance that I wanted to have some conversations, record some interviews. And so I just wanted to share my thought process and my process for doing that, for preparing, for planning, for actually doing it, and then a little bit of the post-production stuff, because I learned a couple things all along the way. So that's what I'm talking about this week. Recording. I want to talk about how I record audio interviews, planning, gear, and some general tips and advice about attending a conference as a podcaster. So I hope you're having a good week so far. I am. Episode 70 of The Podcast Dude. Let's get into the show. Welcome to The Podcast Dude, episode 70. My name is Aaron Dowd, and this is a show about podcasting, and I want to help you make a great podcast. Something that you should know about podcasting is that things don't always go smoothly. Sometimes things break. Sometimes things go wrong. That's actually something I'm going to talk about in today's episode. But I realized at this conference, I was having a conversation with Diana Woodward, who is now one of my favorite people. And she said, you know what? Like, you don't ever talk about yourself on the show, and I kind of miss that. I would like to know more about you, but you're always just so focused on the topic at hand. And I was like, I guess I never thought about that because I really don't want to waste people's time. I don't want to waste your time as a listener. But I told her, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to start including like one random fact or story about myself at the beginning of each episode before I get into the meat of the topic, just in case there's some of you who want to know. So today's random fact about Aaron Dowd, me as a person, when I was 6, 7, 8 years old, my family lived in rural Minnesota, and I was very into bird watching. I was very into like learning about different birds and watching them and learning their songs and stuff like that. So that's for you, Diana. In today's episode, talking about recording audio in a conference. So a lot of the information that I got to share in this episode was from a great training article from NPR about recording audio in the field. So I'm going to include a link to that in the show notes, which you can find at thepodcastdude.com/70. So the first thing you want to think about when you're going to attend a conference and you want to record some audio is, what's your story? You need to plan in advance what the point of your episode is going to be, how you're going to use this audio. Think about what your audience will be interested. Think about what kind of episode you want to have, what story you want to tell. You know, maybe think about what they haven't heard before, what your audience hasn't heard before. Think about who's going to the conference, who's going to the conference that you want to talk to, and what can they share that would be valuable for your audience. And you should be outgoing in this case. Like, don't wait for people to come for you or for conversations to naturally happen. Reach out to these people either at the conference or in advance, even better, and say, hey, I know we're both going to be at this conference. I'd love to talk to you about whatever, you know, how you started your show or what's been going on in your business lately or whatever it is that your episode's going to be about. Send these people an email if you can. Reach out to them on Twitter and just say, I'd love to sit down and talk to you for a couple minutes. And also, you don't have to wait to actually get to the conference before you start recording. You're getting told to record some stuff on the way there or in advance talking about what you're hoping to get out of the conference. I started shooting some video on the way down there. I was driving down to Austin from Fort Worth. It's about a 4-hour drive with my friend Matt. And I shot some video with him. And I realized later that like there were a lot of times that I should have been recording either audio or video, and I just didn't. So kind of lean more towards, I'd say lean more towards recording more than you need rather than less, if that makes sense. Because you can always delete stuff if it was just like, oh, that was just a total crap take. But you can't use something that you didn't capture. So speaking of capturing, step 2, think about the equipment that you'll need. So I did this before I left. Planned out what recording setup you want to use. Planned out what recording setup I want to use. I made a checklist and OmniFocused. And then I checked and double checked that list before I left. So I put a few microphones in a bag. I put some cables. I put my Zoom H4n. I was planning on bringing down 2 Shure SM58s and my Zoom H4n and a couple of like $15 boom arms. And I was going to set them up at a table in an Airbnb or at the conference or something and let some people record some podcasts and some audio files. And so I brought that stuff down there and I actually didn't end up using it. What I decided to do instead was just use my Shure MV88, which is super, super portable. Like, I love this thing. There's a trade-off there. The Shure MV88 is a little microphone that plugs in to the Lightning port on my iPhone. I've talked about it before. But it's just so portable and I can keep it in my pocket all the time. So I knew that I could record pretty good audio anytime, anywhere. Just pull it out, open up the Motive app and start recording. So I decided just to use that for both video and audio. And the, you know, like I said, the downside was the quality wasn't quite as good as if I was using some kind of expensive shotgun microphone. So you should plan for these things, you know. If you're going to be shooting interviews where you're going to be away from someone, or if you want to have super, super high quality, then you need to bring something like a shotgun microphone or a better microphone, especially if you're going to be moving around a ton and kind of walking and, you know, noisy. But I like this. I really like the simplicity of the MV88 just in my iPhone. I could have both of those things on me all the time. It's fairly discreet. Like, I can just hold it in my hand. So it's not like this big microphone waving in people's face. That's another quick tip as far as when you're recording. If you feel awkward about holding a microphone up in front of someone, like if you feel kind of weird about it, other people are going to pick up on that. So even if you're the kind of person who feels weird holding a microphone up, you need to practice that and practice feeling comfortable. Because if you're uncomfortable, then the person you're talking to will feel uncomfortable as well. If you're cool and you're just like, hey, this is just a thing we're doing, we're having a good time, they're gonna pick up on that and you'll get a better recording. So I ended up using the Shure MV88 the whole time, which was great. Something I did learn, though, as I was reviewing the audio recordings today and yesterday, was with the MV88 or any other microphone that you plug into a phone, you have to put the phone on airplane mode. I lost a couple of sections of interviews because there's this weird static or noise. Because I remember, like, there was even one time when someone called me and it stopped the recording. Because that's just how iPhones work. So if you're going to use a phone with a microphone plugged into it, make sure you set it to airplane mode before you start recording. All right, quick topic right here. One of the members at the conference asked me, are there any rules for podcasting? Like, in this situation, are there any rules for recording at a conference or anything like that? And I just thought it was a really interesting question, so I wanted to touch on it briefly. There are no rules. There are no rules. I used to really harp on high quality stuff. Like, yeah, you got to buy an expensive microphone and make great quality. And I think it's great. And I think it's great to have a great home setup. But in the situation of you being out and about, if it's not practical to bring a huge complicated setup, it's a lot of times it's easier just to have your phone or just to have a little field recorder. And it's more about the content. Try to do a good job with the audio, but just bring along something, capture something. It doesn't have to be perfect to be good. Garrett Mickley in the chat says the only rule is there are no rules. And I agree. When it comes to podcasting, there are no rules. There are good practices, but there are no rules. Do what you want. All right, which brings me to my next point. Give yourself time to review the recordings and construct a narrative afterwards. So I failed at this. This week, I failed at this. I did not give myself enough time. I got home late Saturday night, and I only had Sunday, which was yesterday, and Monday morning, which was this morning, to review the recordings and try to put something together. And I was exhausted yesterday, so I didn't get to it. I mean, it's kind of weird because the conference was really exciting for me, and I got so much good stuff out of it, and I was so excited. But it was this weird mix of like, I'm totally worn out and totally pumped up at the same time. Not a good time to be trying to do meaningful work, like work where you really have to think and have a clear head and focus. So I didn't get to it. I wanted to have some of the interviews ready, some of the content ready to put in this show, to play in this show, but I didn't get to it. And I think I could have done a better episode if I would have given myself another week or two after recording to work on this episode, but I didn't. So that's something I'm going to work on next time. It's okay to do a recap video, but if I'm going to include, kind of do a podcast rather about the episode, about the conference, then I'm going to give myself a week or so just so I can listen to stuff, think about the narrative I want to create, think about using the ambient noise, and just give myself more time. Next point, it's okay to not record everything, but don't be shy about recording either. So I had a lot of great conversations at this conference about podcasting that happened so organically, so like fast and naturally, that a lot of times I didn't have time to pull out my phone and get the MV88 set up and record. And that's okay. That's okay. I still remembered a lot of the things that we talked about, that I talked about with members. And I'll be talking about those things in the future. In fact, there were a couple times, and this is just a mindset that you may not have heard me talk about this in the past, but if you're going to be doing podcasts or videos, it's a good idea to keep a list some kind of list in a to-do list app, or like reminders on my iPhone is where I keep mine, where you store topic ideas for future episodes. And the crazy thing is, once you get into this mindset of storing these topic ideas as they come to you, then you'll start finding topic ideas everywhere. So someone asks you a question and it kind of sparks that thing in your head. It's like, wow, I could talk about that on my show. The first thing you need to do instantly, like pull out your phone, write it down, capture it. And a to-do list app is great for that because you can create these little lists. So that happened several times. So I got some great ideas for new stuff to talk about. And yeah, so that's a great idea just in general, not even at conferences, just all the time. Be ready to capture ideas for your podcast, or if you do a video show, for a video show. But remember to be present in the moment. Like, there's a lot of times where things are going to happen and you need to be there and you need to be engaged. And maybe you're having a conversation and it turns into something that wouldn't have happened if you had a microphone out. Well, that's okay. But also remember that it's okay to just leave your mic recording all the time, especially if you've got a phone with enough storage. I know I have a 256 gig phone now, which is amazing. And that's part of the reason I bought it, because I didn't want to have to think about storage anymore, because Apple are being jerks and only giving 32 gigabytes for the base model of their phones. I'm a little bit angry about that, but record often, record a lot, capture as much as you can, but try to stay present in the moment and really engage with people, because that's really important. I think at a conference, be with people. Don't be off in your own little world thinking about all your stuff. Man, there was one other takeaway that I really wanted to mention. Okay, finally, yeah, that's right. Finally, last thing, this was a piece of advice from the NPR article that I read. Capture a minute or two of just ambient sound at whatever location you're at. So if you're going to be interviewing people in a big conference room or in a coffee shop, just pull out your phone or pull out your recording device, whatever, and just capture a minute or two of ambient sound. Can be really, really useful. So I think I'm going to end up using that. Maybe if I do a future episode or a little mini episode, here's the interviews I did at Sean West Conference 2016. Then I'll use that ambient sound that I recorded. So better to have it than not have it. Okay. Eugene said, "See, my idea to have everyone mic'd up for the whole conference was a good one." Eugene. You know, man, in the future, I was talking to Corey Miller about this, and I said, in the future, Sean McCabe and I are just going to have these flying drones that follow us around everywhere and just live stream everything. I don't think it's, I'm joking, sort of, but I don't think it's that far off. I mean, they already have them. They're just expensive. It's really interesting to think about a future where everyone can stream to anyone and anyone can watch anyone anytime. It's a little bit weird to think about, but I do think it's coming. I mean, it's really easy to do with phones as it is. All right, that's a whole nother subject. Let's do a quick recap. So to review this, if you're going to go to a conference to record some audio, plan the episode in advance. So think about the story that you want to tell, who you want to talk to, who you can talk to and why, and then reach out to them. Make a list of the gear that you want to bring, decide how much you want to bring, decide if you want to bring a pretty complex setup, maybe set up a little station somewhere, or bring some people to your hotel room for some good interviews. Do that. Double check your list before you leave. Make sure you got everything. The last thing you want to do is forget a microphone at home or forget a mic cable and have to worry about all that stuff. Don't worry about rules. Do the best with recording. Try not to make mistakes, but use what you have. You know, if the phone's the only thing that you have, use the phone. Give yourself time to recover from the trip. This is really important. Give yourself time to recover and then work on your show before you need to get it out. Don't put that deadline too close, because you're going to need at least a couple days to recover if you go to a 3 or 4 day conference. And remember that you don't have to record everything all the time, but don't be afraid to have your recorder set up and ready to go at all times. And this is why having some kind of portable audio recording device can be really, really handy. Okay, that's the episode for today. Hope this was helpful. If you have any questions about this or anything else, any gear, I'm going to link to a lot of the gear that I talked about in this episode, just in case you want to go pick some up for yourself at thepodcastdude.com/70. But you can also reach out and email me, aaron@thepodcastdude.com. Ask me your questions. If you enjoyed the show, let me know. Head over to Head over to thepodcastdude.com/iTunes. I'd really, really appreciate a 5-star review. Helps other people find the show. Makes me happy. You know, I'm an ENFP, so positive words, positive encouragement is like my lifeblood. It makes me so, so happy. So let me know if you have any other questions. There's some other great podcasts over at seanwest.com that if you'd like to learn about growing an audience or even being like a freelancer, entrepreneur, starting a business, I have never found a better website with better content. And it's excellent. There's lots of free stuff, or you can join the paid community, which gets you all kinds of valuable content and participation into an online community full of people that are just incredibly talented and smart and positive and kind. I got to meet about 90 of them this past week, and it's just changing my life. It's words don't do them justice, but I'm glad I met everyone. I'm glad I got to hang out with everyone. So that's the community. A great live chat where we hang out 24/7, stream the live show. So you can actually listen to the show live and answer questions, ask questions. I still haven't recovered from the conference. That's all right. If you want to listen to the show live and ask questions, I will answer them. You can find me on Twitter @thepodcastdude, on Instagram @AaronDowd. And I hope you have an excellent day. Garrett says, Team ENFP. Yeah, dude. Yes. So Sita asked about attaching a mic to a phone. Yeah, there are a couple different mics. The Shure MV88, $150. It plugs into the Lightning port on an iPhone. Or there's the Rode VideoMic Me. That's $60, $70, I think. And it just plugs into the 3.5mm headphone jack. Yeah, and so these little microphones, they're not a huge, huge upgrade from the built-in microphone, but they are an upgrade. And they work really well, especially in like person-to-person conversations. Like when you're standing next to someone, I just held my phone like a portable recording device with the microphone sticking straight out, the Shure MV88. and just pointed it at whoever was talking. And it worked out really well. I love the Shure MV88. It's super, super great. But then also, if you're just shooting like a vlog style video, you can get better audio for it too. So nicely, it's a nice little upgrade if you don't want to invest in, you know, because walking around and like, I don't know, it's just really convenient to just use your phone for shooting video and then have like a little tiny microphone attached to your phone. Otherwise, you get into like DSLRs and mirrorless cameras, and then you got to buy a Rode Video mic me that sits on top, and then it's super heavy. Just kind of a pain. Like, I want to travel light. I want to be portable, and I don't want it to be this big, huge production. But, you know, if you want super high quality audio, bring all that stuff. It's cool. It's fine. Do what feels right for you. All right. That's going to do it for the show today. Thepodcastdude.com, Aaron at thepodcastdude. If you have questions, let me know if you have any suggestions for topics, things you'd like me to talk about, or people that you'd like me to talk to. And if you feel like talking about podcasting, if you think you can deliver something valuable to my audience, reach out and send me an email. Tell me what you'd like to come on the show and talk about. I'm open to that. You just have to have a decent microphone. That's all I require. Decent microphone. Okay. Have an excellent day. Get lots of work done. And I'll see you next week.